This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, later on we're going to have our eco guy, our economy guy. I don't want to call him eco. That sounds goofy. Our economy guy will be on with us. David Fisher will join us from Landmark Capital. And you know, we're talking about all things financial, gold, silver, real estate, the markets, what's going on in Europe, and that kind of stuff. You need to understand what's happening so you know what's going to happen with your money. There are a lot of people still worried about this economy, and I don't blame them. Because it's not sure. I mean, just because he's in there, just because Trump is in as president, you see the trouble he's having with the Dems. You see the trouble he's having getting some of this stuff through. I mean, I hate to say this because I don't want this much control, seriously. But it's almost like we have to have two-thirds of everything in order to get anything done. Because of how tough they are with this. And they're not making sense. They're just outraged. They don't have any rhyme or reason. They're just outraged. Anyway. The Dems have found a pastor hero. Or, I'm sorry, a Christian hero. And, you know, there's all forms of Christianity, just like there's all forms of being a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Catholic. But apparently they found a doctor. They actually found a Christian doctor. And this is when I get mad. I got mad the other night when we did that story about the four-year-old, right? And the mother who said that it was okay to have a transgender four-year-old because Jesus got mad at people who use Scripture to defend their Christianity. So Dr. Willie Parker believes that he's doing the Lord's work when he kills unborn babies in the womb with his own capable hands. So in his words, the self-proclaimed Christian, who not only acts as an abortionist, but incessantly advocates for abortion by invoking his faith. Now, the funny thing about it is, what scripture does he use? Because you got to use the scripture. You can't just pull things out of the air. You can't just pull numbers out of the air. When it comes to religion, it's not just a feel-good thing. You know, some of you believe that, even Christians I know believe that your faith is your own. It's not to share with anybody. And I go, what book are you reading? Christ tells you several times in the New Testament, go share this with others. Go tell everybody you can about me. How does a Christian rectify the fact that they refuse to talk about their religion because they think religion is a personal thing? Jesus never said it was a personal thing. Matter of fact, if anything, it's like screaming from the rooftops. You need to go tell everybody you can tell. And as far as this doctor goes, I think this is hilarious. Parker has quickly become a darling of people on the left. Anybody surprised about that? You know, it's like they go searching out judges that'll rule in their favor. I know it's done on both sides. I'm just saying. Now, he distorts Christianity and tries to show you that Christianity supports abortion, but he can't. Is it just because he says so? No, seriously. He's got a book out called Life Work, A Moral Argument for Choice. He became a fixture of the upscale unborn baby killing circle, appearing alongside Planned Parenthood CEO Cecil Richards. He attended a conference where he evangelizes to the masses about the relativistic good of abortion. Notice he used the word relativistic. right? They decide on their own what's right, what's wrong. And the popping up in the leftist outlets like Ellie Jezebel, Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, Time, Cosmopolitan, New York Times. I mean, all of those are Christian-leaning papers, are they not? The Christian abortionist, his main argument, which is steeped in distortion of Scripture, is that pro-aborts are the ones that who are compassionate and care about life, unlike callous anti-Christian pro-lifers. Right? Think about it. See, they can't use this. And notice how they're shying away from the science argument now, too. Right? They can't use that. Because more science is coming in and saying, well, wait a minute. These things are lives. These are humans. They do have heartbeats. They do have brains that function. They can feel pain. Ooh, can't use that anymore then. So earlier this month, Parker appeared on Comedy Central's The Daily Show to bash pro-life Christians and to lay out his terribly weak argument. And he says it's in the name of compassionate Christianity. I think pro-life is a misnomer for people who are against abortion, Parker told The Daily Show. People who are opposed to abortion are pro-fetus. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life of the woman. That's funny because I think I saw that. Did you see that scripture where Jesus said, thou shalt have life and have more life more abundantly, but only if you're a woman? And if you're pregnant, you can decide that the woman's life could be more abundant, but not the child you chose to create. The guy is a flaming lunatic. There's no scripture that backs up his support. If that life is useless, then why did God bless you, say that he knew you before you got into the womb? And I'm not going to tell you where they are. If you're a Christian, you don't know these things, shame on you. You should know what scripture says about life. These are the same nut jobs that want to take people to court because dolphins die in tuna nets. Because the dolphin life is so much more important than a human life. And if you're a Christian, human life is more important than animal life. When God told him to go do sacrifices, he didn't tell him to go grab a baby or grab a person. He told him to grab animals. Again, it ain't that hard. You're making, this is just wrong on so many levels. If you're a Christian and you buy into this, you have no clue what the Bible says about infants and about babies. And I feel bad for you. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. For stations and times, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things going on up there. Also, you want to head over to my website, therealside.com. Buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and 9 years, whatever. But in the book, I show you, you got nothing to fear. These are all labels that were put on people like myself. And when you see where we're coming from, and maybe you should ask Gus instead of somebody who's not living our lifestyle, you're going to see we might be more lined up than you can actually imagine. Anyhow, Del Bigtree joins me. He was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show. the doctors before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vaxxed, which exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. Now, Dell is focusing his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents across the country who are demanding safer vaccines so that no child has to be an accepted casualty of our national vaccine program. And Dell, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You know, this is so true. I mean, my listeners know I'm on a school board in Southern California, and this is one of those heartstring things. You know, whenever you put the kids up there, you could almost be giving them poison if you were telling people this would keep them alive another, you know, 10 years or something. Why is it that people don't take the time to do the research to see how these vaccines are really affecting our children?
You know, I think it's because it's really become more of a religion than a science. I mean, what I say now is, you know, if you can't question science, then it is no longer science. It's become a religion. We look at this as though we're talking about Jesus Christ or something, that these are magical elixirs that come from the heavens and bless all of us with health, when in fact, they are filled with lots and lots of toxins that have never been investigated for safety, and we push this program without any actual scientific evidence that it's making our children healthier. In fact, when you really start looking at this, you have to accept the fact that, you know, our children are now the sickest they have ever been in the history of this nation. And that is a medical fact. That is something we stated on the medical talk show, the doctors that I worked on. We would often say this is the first generation of children that will not live to be as old as their parents. So for many, many years, medicine would, you know, hold up this claim that because of modern medicine, because of new drugs and vaccines, we're all growing to be older. Well, now that has shifted. Now the scale is sliding the other direction. Now we are saying our children are not going to be as old as we are when they die. That's a problem. And when you look at it, what does that mean? Well, when you look at the health of our children, I want people at least, you know, over the age of 40, because younger than 40 or really around 30, you're now members of a new health, of sort of a new norm, which accepts the fact that now not only have we gone from 1 in 10,000 children with autism to now 1 in 45 in this nation, what I say is what's happening to the other kids in our classroom. So if the 1 in 45 has autism, what's happened to the other 44? Well, 3 or 4 of them now have asthma. 3 or 4 of them are covered with eczema all over their body. You know, 3 or 4 of them have ADD, ADHD. Some will have multiple sclerosis, childhood cancers. You know, the list goes on and on of the, you know, we've basically exchanged trivial infectious diseases that we all got as kids, chicken pox and measles and things like that. We've traded them for chronic illness that now, you know, has got our entire nation taking drugs their entire life.
Well, you know, Dell, you know, you bring up so many good points here. One is, you know, our parents all got vaccinated. I remember the doctor chasing me around the house to vaccinate me when I was a kid. What makes it different? What makes those vaccines different than what our younger kids or, you know, the younger kids today have got?
Well, there's a couple of things that make it different. Number one, if you're over the age of 40, you got somewhere between 4 to 10 vaccines now we're giving 72 vaccines, 72 oh. shots by the time you're in high school. So that increase right there, injecting, you know, 7 times what we used to get, that could easily lead to many more problems. We also wouldn't give vaccines. Many of the vaccines we got were after we were 2 or 3 years old, which we now know. We know scientifically the immune system of a child really doesn't even start working until 3 years old. It's not fully developed. So this idea of vaccinating babies, we literally start vaccinating our babies now on day 1 of life. That was unheard of. In fact, it was almost illegal when we were kids, because we knew they had no immune system and we knew it would be problematic. And to add on to that, now we're vaccinating pregnant mothers with flu shots and Tdap vaccines, something that was, you know, was criminal just, you know, a decade ago or so. So this shift in how we vaccinate, when we vaccinate, the amount we're vaccinating, that's where you see, you know, that's where you can't point to your own life and say, well, I'm healthy. You know, why would my kids be any different? In fact, I would like to have people really stand in that and say, look, if you feel like you're healthy with the 5 or 10 vaccines you got, why would you ever, you know, fix what's not broken? Why would you add to that? You know, how are we all alive on this planet without 72 vaccines? That should be the beginning of the questioning of the insanity around this program now. And as you look into it, of course, it comes like anything else, follow the money. We've increased the sales of vaccines. We've taken it from just a backwater little industry that really barely made any money. It was just there for public health. And we've turned it into a multi-billion dollar industry moving towards being a trillion dollar industry.
You know, as you're talking, Dell, I'm thinking to myself, the hardcore vaxxers, the ones that are screaming, you know, you got to get your kids vaccinated, you're Satan's brother if you don't get your kids vaccinated, are the same people that are screaming about big pharma, you know, about how much money the pharmaceutical companies are making and what have you. It's amazing to me they can't pull that together. You just did in a couple of sentences.
Absolutely. The disconnect is just unbelievably shocking that, you know, many of the politicians we watch will scream and yell about the takeover of pharmaceutical. Pharmaceutical industry is the number one most powerful lobby in Washington right now. They're outspending oil and gas 2-1.
Wow.
So everybody should be ranting and raving about what are they doing there. We know no industry that makes billions of dollars has ever been the number one lobby in Washington because they care about children, they care about health, they care about making money. So why is it, you know, I find it fascinating that they'll scream and yell about the pharma takeover, the fact that they're just pushing drugs on kids and adults that don't need them, and how corrupt it is. We watch all the lawsuits every day on our television. We read about it in our newspaper, billions of dollars paid out because they lied about some drug that ended up destroying the lives of tens of thousands of people. Yet somewhere in our minds, there's like a back room in pharma, the back room in Merck, in Sanofi, Aventis, where all that corruption disappears and it's just a room filled with angels making a magical elixir that comes down from God himself.
Listen.
I mean, it's really, it's a disconnect beyond.
Well, listen, I got to make a little bit of money, so we're going to run for a break when we come back.
Right.
I want to get into this a little bit more because this is just craziness. It seems like all logic goes out the window at this point. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're coming right back. We're talking about vaccinations. Do you really need them? And do you need as many? We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
For you old folks.
Well, we only had 10 vaccinations. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Well, let me jump right back on this.
I get so much flack for this. And, you know, as conservatives, we're beat up on a regular basis because we hate children, and that's why we're against the type of vaccinations that we talk about at times. But I just think it's amazing that these some of these so-called educated people can't sit back and look at the numbers and look at what's going on between the vaccinations, what's going on with our kids, what's going on with our seniors. I mean, there's so many new drugs on the market today that the side effects are worse for our seniors than the initial diagnosis that they get. So Del Bigtree is joining me. He was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vaxxed, which exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. And Del, thanks so much for being with me.
No, thank you for having me. This is a really, I think it's the most important discussion in this nation right now.
Well, let's just stay with our young people before we get to our seniors. How to pull on the tug strings of every parent in the country, right? They go for the emotions. They go for what'll happen to your child if they don't get this vaccination. What'll happen to your child if you don't do this, if you don't do that? And you've brought up some real, I mean, logical, easy ways to look at it. If a child has no immune system at, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old, or barely at 3, why in God's creation are you giving it shots that it can't fight or distribute properly at 24 hours? It makes absolutely no sense to me, right?
It really makes no sense. And I tell you, one of the things that's, you know, I came into this reticently. I mean, I was celebrating the best that medicine has to offer on the talks of the doctors before I ran into the whistleblower at the Centers for Disease Control that it has proven that they're committing scientific fraud, the most important health agency, pushing through vaccines and covering up the fact that they're dangerous to countless children. But you're right. I mean, I've now been investigating this for nearly 3 years, and it just gets worse and worse. There's no safety testing going on in these vaccines compared to what drugs are going through. So we're fast-tracking these things on the market and injecting into babies. And I think the results are obvious. Our children are in real trouble. We have chronic illnesses, autoimmune diseases, neurological diseases running rampant. And it's just, you know, I can go on for days. So what do we want to talk about? What's the worst part of the vaccine program? You name it, we need help. And I put it this way. Let me just make it very simple. You know, I say to politicians all the time when I talk about this, would you force penicillin on everybody in the nation that gets an infection? They say, no, of course not. Some people would die because they'd have an allergic reaction. There's no difference between vaccines and drugs. They're all the same. We have never found a substance on the planet that can be injected into every person and nobody has an allergic reaction. I'll take it a step further. We've never found a piece of food everyone on the planet can eat without dying. So this idea that the argument can only be vaccines are safe and effective, and if you challenge that paradigm, then you're somehow crazy. No, the truth is vaccines are not safe and effective for everybody. And the question an intelligent society has to ask is, what is the actual casualty of this vaccine program? I put this to a scientist that was one of the heads of infectious disease up in Washington. I said, how can you accept the fact that our vaccine program is going to murder children this year who would have had perfectly normal lives, maybe gone on to be president of the United States or the next great scientist with a breakthrough in immunology? We're going to kill them with this vaccine program. Others will be mentally handicapped for the rest of their lives because of a neurological event from the vaccines. Why are we doing that? And she says, well, that's the accepted casualty of getting herd immunity. So my question was this. Okay, exactly how many children will be killed this year? And how many children exactly will have a neurological damaging event? And she looked at me blank and said, well, we don't have the data on that. I said, so wait a minute. You as a scientist just made a statement. It's an accepted casualty, and you don't know what the casualty is? Therein lies the problem, folks. We need more information. And yes, as an intelligent society now, step down. We've got to say we want that information now.
And what happens here is, well, first I want to say something. As you were talking, I was thinking, isn't it interesting how when it comes to our children, when it comes to pharma, when it comes to medicine, collateral damage for our kids is fine, you know? But when you see it happening more, it's like, oh, my God, it's the worst thing that's ever happened, right? You know, in the world. It's just amazing. But look, this is two ideologies, too. Yeah, I've been doing a talk show now for 9 years. And when I talk about this stuff sometimes, they'll say, well, you know, it's because you're a right-wing conservative Christian. You don't believe in science. You don't understand how all this works. I go, no, I'm just using a little logic here. If we've gone from 10 vaxes to 72 vaxes, we've seen an uptick in ADD. We've seen an uptick in autism. We've seen an uptick in all these childhood diseases going on. I don't have to have a PhD in some kind of, you know, science to know that there's some kind of connection here. Why aren't more doctors and scientists stepping out or speaking out on this?
It's a brainwash. And I know people go, oh, well, that's just easy to say. So let me make this point. I grew up a progressive liberal my entire life. I've been all about environmental science. I've been fighting for the safety of our environment and everything. And I'm amazed that Democrats and people that consider themselves science-based are not questioning this vaccine program, because we just found out this glyphosate, now a carcinogen named in California that's being sprayed on all of our food, we've just found that glyphosate is now in every one of our childhood vaccines, along with mercury, the second most toxic substance on Earth that's being injected into pregnant women who are getting the flu shot. So the science actually is not there, and it would be really nice to see scientists step up. As to doctors, anyone that thinks that this is an unscientific discussion, I have a little test for your doctor who you're holding up on a pedestal next to Jesus and God. I would like you to do this. Next time you take your child in for a vaccine, ask your doctor a very simple question. Just say this. I would like you to list for me every single ingredient in the vaccine that you're about to inject into my baby. And I hope you will find it shocking when they cannot do it, because I think we all assumed after 8 years of high education, they had and learned the ability to memorize things. And they only give 16 vaccines over 72 doses to babies. So we're really just, all you really need to know are the ingredients of 16 vaccines. So when they can't do it, I want you to think about the fact that you can go to your local restaurant, and if you have an allergy, you can call the chef out or even ask the waiter, and they can list every single ingredient of every item on that menu. You can go to your mechanic who barely graduated high school and ask him any question about the thread gap on a screw in your engine, and they can tell you everything about it. But when you drop your baby in the hands of this doctor, you hold up on a pedestal as though you cannot question them because they're smarter than you, and you ask them, please list from the ingredients, and they cannot do it. About 35 ingredients in 16 different items. They've never taken the time to open the insert and the dangers list that's wrapped around the vaccine when it arrived. They've never done it. and they can't do that, you should have a problem with that. We should all have a problem with that. That's not medicine. That's religion. They're put, can you imagine going in for a surgery and the doctor say, and you say, well, how does it work that you're going to, you know, cut this tube and connect it to that one? How does that work? Say, well, I don't really know how it works, but the guy that invented the surgery says it works really good, so let's do this. Come on. We're accepting a lack of knowledge that is absolutely criminal.
Yeah, and the way you just laid that out, the well-educated should have been able to listen to that and say, you know what? He's got a point. But take it back to the rudimentary level. You were talking about there are chemicals that we spray on fruits here in California, or we're no longer allowed to spray on fruits here in California,
yeah.
Right? They've been outlawed, yet it's okay if you inject them. So you can't ingest them because they're bad for you, but you can inject them.
Straight into your bloodstream.
And that seems to be just fine, yeah. And wonderful. Hey, let me ask
you. Crazy, and you're crazy to think, does someone want to do a safety test on that? Since it's a brand new discovery of a new element we did not know was in our vaccines, why can't we test them? You look at Donald Trump, and Bobby Kennedy stepped forward and said, look, Donald Trump has asked me to chair a vaccine safety commission, and the entire medical world descended upon Trump Towers with their hair on fire screaming, this cannot be allowed. We must stop this immediately. Really? Does that sound like people that believe in the vaccine program, that they're safe and effective? What are they afraid of?
Del, I'm not trying to oversimplify this, but somebody said something to me, and I know it was running around, and I don't know enough about medicine to give a real, honest answer. But you sit there and say, look, if 99% of the kids are vaccinated against certain diseases, and you have one child that shows up without the vaccination, why is he, that one child, able to affect so many of those that supposedly have shields against this?
Right, yeah. Why do we have a problem with children that are not vaccinated if vaccines work? You know, and ultimately this whole herd immunity fear, you talked about the fact that we don't care about the children we are killing with this vaccine program, but we do care about this hypothetical idea that somewhere there's an immunosuppressed child that's going to be infected by an unvaccinated child. That has actually never happened in the history of the world, but we're writing laws to stop that from happening, and we, you know, so we care about one mythological child, but we don't care about the untold numbers of destroyed children from the vaccine programs. We know it. Here's a fact. In the last 10 years, not a single child has died of measles, but over 100 have been killed by the MMR measles vaccine. Why does that not bother anybody?
The reason I'm getting such a chuckle out of this, I'm not trying to put it in anybody's face, but, you know, here I am, the uneducated guy. I always get beat up about, you can't make comments like this. You're not a scientist. You're not a doctor. You really don't understand. I've got you that's been in it. Hey, can I hold you over a little longer? Because
I'd like to explain exactly where the science is going wrong in a very simple way. So when we come back,
love it.
Let's talk some science.
All right. Hold on. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'm telling you, you're going to learn so much. And if you leave, You may end up hurting your child and not even know it. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. We also have a live chat room there. Or you can head over to Facebook, where we do the whole live feed thing, and obviously you can talk to each other there as well. I'm dying to see some of the comments you guys are going to be making or making about this. Anyway, Del Bigtree has joined me. He was an award-winning producer of the daytime talk show The Doctors before producing the groundbreaking documentary Vaxxed, which exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. Now, Dell has focused his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents across the country who are demanding safer vaccines. I mean, my God, first of all, Dell, thanks for being with me. And secondly, we started to talk about at the end of the last segment where I said to you, if I make any of these comments, if I talk about this stuff, and there's plenty of us talking about it, or parents do too, it's an emotional thing. You're ignorant. You don't understand. You're not a doctor. You're not a scientist. But you've just laid out some pretty simple things that anybody with two IQs, two brain cells rubbed together, can understand and cause some pause here for this, right?
Well, think about it. Think about the approach. If you tell, you know, if you grab your teenager and say, you were out drinking last night, you need to, how dare you accuse me of drinking? How could you possibly do that? Or, you know, somebody catches their spouse cheating. How dare you accuse me of something like that? That's exactly the approach the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry is making to anyone that asks the obvious question. You know, we have a problem. Don't just accuse me for asking the question. How about an answer? And yeah, I want to talk about the science because I know we don't have much time, and it tends to think like it's just a bunch of opinionated people, but I am a medical journalist, and let me sort of lay out a major question that you should be grappling with when you think about the vaccine program. So, for instance, Grandpa's Viagra got 10 years of safety testing, and that's double-blind safety experiments like we learn in high school. One group gets the drug, the other gets like a saltwater tablet placebo, and then we see does the group that got the drug have more incidence of cancer or gene mutations or all sorts of problems, autoimmune issues, and we watched them for like 10 years, okay? Now let's look at vaccines. I want to look at the hepatitis B vaccine that we give to a day one old baby. It's pretty much mandated across this nation for a day one old baby. So my first question is, why hepatitis B on day one? This is a sexually transmitted disease like AIDS or HIV that your baby will not come in contact with till sharing needles as a drug user or being sexually active. So why day one old baby when we shouldn't even be giving a vaccine like this until, like, what? Worst case scenario, 12 years old. So it makes no sense. Secondly, put next to that the fact that we have more babies die on the first day of life than every other industrialized nation combined. Wow. Think about that statistic when we have the best hospitals in the world, the best doctors in the world. Why do our babies die on the first day of life more than anywhere else? Well, we're one of the only ones that think it's a great idea to give a sexually transmitted disease vaccine on day one. Next, I look at, well, other than a sexually transmitted disease in this vaccine, what else is in the vaccine? Well, it's got aluminum, a known scientific neurotoxin that can destroy the minds of mice, of monkeys, of rats. Some studies on children and people, this is a bad, bad neurotoxin. Shouldn't really be in your body. So I, as a journalist and medical investigator, say, well, where is the safety test on injecting aluminum? Where did we decide that was safe and at what levels? That test has never, ever been done. Never been done in the history of man. Yet we put it in almost every one of our vaccines. I'm going to take it further. I know you want to jump in here, but it gets even crazier.
No. I'm enjoying this. Keep going.
So now you look at aluminum, never been tested, and I say, well, what was tested? Well, they once did a study look at ingesting aluminum. If you eat fish or things like that, eating aluminum, and what they came up with was that a healthy child will be at a toxic overload at 30 micrograms of aluminum. 30 micrograms is the most a child, a healthy child, should ever come in contact with in one day, or they could have a neurological event. Okay, well, I assume as a just an intelligent person that injecting that same 30 micrograms, well, you know, you eat it, it goes in an open system, passes through your body, you probably don't get all of that into your blood. But injecting that same 30 micrograms would seem like extremely dangerous, like so much more toxic. So then I look at the vaccine, are we injecting a whole 30 micrograms of aluminum into this day one old baby? No, we're not. We're injecting a lot more, and not twice as much, not 60 micrograms, not double that at 120 micrograms, and not double that at 240 micrograms. We're injecting 250 micrograms of aluminum into a 4, a 6, an 8, or a 12-pound baby. We don't change the size of the shot, even if your child's a premature birth. We don't care. We're going to give them 10 times the load ever approved to be eaten by a healthy child. We're going to put that into this day one old baby. Lastly, I look at the entire vaccine. How long was the safety study on this vaccine before it was put on the market? I want to remind you, Grandpa's Viagra, so that he can have an erection for the rest of his life, that drug got 10 years of safety testing. And I ask, you know, politicians, what would make you stand up on the Senate floor today and scream, that's criminal? How little testing would just bother you so much you wouldn't be able to stand it? And they usually say, well, I'd hate to hear that it got half that amount of safety testing. I said, 5 years? Oh, yeah, no, nowhere near. It didn't get 5 years of safety tests. It didn't get 1 year of safety tests. It didn't get 1 month of safety tests. In fact, it didn't get a week. Hepatitis B was tested in babies. It was injected into babies. They watched them for 5 days. After 5 days, they said, you know what? They're fine. Put it on the market. 5 days of safety testing. That is the science behind vaccines. I believe that is a crime. Our babies are human test subjects, and our stats prove it's not working because it's killing them.
Del, you're fighting Big Pharma. You're fighting people that are putting money in the pockets of politicians, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all across the country. Big money on lobbyists. Think about the shame they come down with on the doctors. I mean, these guys have the money to have ad campaigns against doctors, get scientists. Some of these labs get so much money. Our colleges get money from the pharmaceutical companies in grants and what have you. Man, this is a battle of epic proportion for you, is it not?
I believe that this is the fight of our lives. I think this is I call it a founding fathers moment. Our founding fathers fought to get out of tyranny of industry, away from the tyranny of government control. And there was a moment where we were just holding a bunch of pitchforks and a couple of muskets. And we realized that we were losing the dream of America, and we were going to have to fight the greatest military force the world had ever seen in the British Armada. And I imagine those discussions were much like we should be having right now, which is, look, it doesn't look good on paper. It doesn't look like we can win. But if we don't fight now, what is the point of this nation? What is the point of our dream if it's all lost? And I think they said to themselves, we will never be stronger than we are right now. We will never be healthier than we are right now. And God be with us. We must stand up for our freedom, because that is what America believes in. That's who we are. Die or else. And I think in this moment, this is the takeover of the pharmaceutical industry, not just of our government. They're going to be pushing mandated forced vaccines, not just on our kids, but on adults. If you go to Health and Human Services website, they have something called Healthy People 2020. It's a forced vaccination program for every adult in this nation by the year 2020. Folks, wow. It's time to reach down into your DNA, into our founding fathers, Jefferson, all of them, Washington, or even, you can look at Martin Luther King, the great people that stood up and said, enough is enough. We stand for something great in this nation. And if we're going to continue to be the greatest nation in the world, now is our time. And I will tell you this movement is growing. We are winning. I am not worried about pharma, because the truth will prevail. The light is shining down. Join this movement. Do your research. Start by watching Vax, either at Amazon.com, iTunes.com, or check out our website, Vax.com, and then start asking to read the insert, the label wrapped around the vaccines that are arriving at your doctor's office, and truly inform yourself. Informed consent is what I am fighting for. Your right to choose what's injected into your body and the body of your children. If you lose that right, you have lost the United States of America.
I'm listening to you talking. First of all, we've got an email list of about almost 40,000 people, so I'm going to be more than happy to stick your links up on the email when it goes out this week. But
great.
We got a couple of minutes left. This is not a political thing. This is not an ideological thing. This is just a real life humanitarian thing. You've got people on all sides of the aisle that have jumped on this to support you, right?
Absolutely. I mean, from Bobby Kennedy, one of the world's great liberal, environmentalists, to Donald Trump, leader of the free world right now, and the Republican Party. People like that are coming together asking the appropriate questions. We must ask appropriate questions. This is science. It should be able to stand up to scrutiny.
Right.
And when you see doctors losing their license because they speak out about this, like Daniel Needs, if you want to look up that story, a Cleveland Clinic doctor who recently just put out an article saying, look, I think we should look at the flu shot injecting to pregnant women. It's got mercury in it, and a developing fetus could be just devastatingly harmed by that mercury. And they're trying to pull his license. They're trying to destroy his career. That's what doctors were supposed to do. They're supposed to be honest. They're supposed to follow their instincts. They're supposed to constantly educate themselves, not keep repeating some bumper sticker slogan, vaccines are safe, vaccines are safe, vaccines are safe, vaccines are safe, and that's all I got for you.
Yeah.
There's more to this.
Del,
this is incredibly important.
Keep up the good work, Del. I really appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate the way you're approaching it. You don't have that condescending attitude, do what I say because I know better than you. You're actually giving information that people can step out on. And we'll put up your website information, all of that. And again, I mean that sincerely. Keep it up. Don't give up, and we'll have you back on the show again here shortly. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?